Land Bank May meeting to order, please. Oops, here. Treasure or approval of minutes. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes? Oh, sorry.
So moved.
I'll second.
All righty. Anybody have any corrections? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. Minutes are approved. Let's talk about the treasurer's report. Anybody have any concerns or questions about the treasurer's report? Mitch, is there anything you'd like to say about?
No, nothing to report. So happy to answer questions if there are any.
But in honor of Mr. Malter being here
Oh,
and
I
was
forgot.
always interested in interest earnings,
I didn't see him here.
we have changed the way that we invest our money from the land bank.
Yeah, we recently just got our interest rate upped. It was pretty low, so that was a good step in the right direction and good catch by Scott. So,
Scott made that correction. That's good. And I didn't see John walk in. So welcome, John. Welcome back. You thought you weren't going to be coming back to this building for a while, huh? I know, I know. Oh, I've heard that one just recently. So we're glad you're here and thank you for wanting to be on our board. Bid award.
all right, bid award. So this is for the asbestos abatement at 3415 Fenderson Street Extension. We did receive three qualified bids: MGAR Partners, Sunstream, and CRAL. Lowest bid was MJR Partners in the amount of $3,550, and we would request that we enter into a contract with MJR to complete that abatement.
And we've used MJR
Yes,
in
MJR has
lots of different
been
ways.
our primary vendor on all abatement and majority of the demos.
So
I'll
can I
move
get
it.
a motion? Scott.
Scott did it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Second. Any discussion?
I guess thank you to Chris for sending us the email early so we could look at it and be ready.
Certainly.
And it seems low. So is that because
It's
it's
not a lot. I put in the bottom of the email, it's only like less than 100 feet of flooring and mastic in the kitchen, and then a little bit on the exterior. So it's a very small job, but with that being said, you still have to set up the proper air monitoring and all that. So it is. None of this is cheap.
None of it is. Is that because it's also it's a small house, or it's just no,
I
just
think
a
it's just the condition, what contained asbestos in.
All right.
And this property has gone through extensive environmental because it is considered part of the Corning. I don't know what you call it, with, they buried glass over the years. So we've had to do, did we do a phase?
Fenderson Street, really?
Yeah. We had to do a phase one and a phase two.
Yeah, so we had to do a phase one and a phase two, and they found nothing. We also had to do it for Townsend as well. It's just they, with the remediation happening behind the school, they have expanded it into the town of Corning, and the DEC is just having us look extra hard, I guess, to see if we can find anything. But they didn't find anything, so
Oh,
we're
good.
moving forward because they said if it they found anything, it'd be tied up for up to 18 months. So.
Luckily, we didn't find anything, and luckily, these are land bank projects where we're not moving super fast. And if this was a private sale or project, it would be cost to, it'd be a detriment to the project for sure.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. So when will they be able to do that and get started
So
on
I
it?
think we have in there a 60-day turnaround, and usually MJR is always responsive, so I'm sure they'll coordinate with Arbor, but it's a smaller job, and I would assume it's probably anticipated to be a weekend in and out.
Oh, that's good. One more when strike. So how is the project for that other than this issue here?
So that's the next step is abatement, and then I'm sure next would be going kind of de-scope what needs to be done because this is a rehab project, and then put out the RFP for complete rehab, interior, exterior, etc., and go through the process that we're going through on River Road, find a suitable qualified contractor and then fix it and get it on the market.
So you think, how long do you think that would be before we're ready to do something like that?
I mean, I can turn around specs in probably a week or two. Just depends on how soon they get in there and start doing the asbestos work. Because we don't like to do any of the specs until the asbestos is done.
Correct.
Because otherwise, we could be adding a lot of stuff after the fact.
So informally, I would say we would probably be requesting authorization for the contractor in July.
Correct.
Perfect. Great. Next one, to speaking of River Road.
So if you remember last meeting, we discussed the pool and we did reach out to Maggie, our realtor, as well as the contractor, and kind of got everybody's feeling on this. And the consensus was to demo the pool.
Agreed.
Doug, you had more conversations with Chris, the contractor. So if you want to
expand. Yeah, Chris is just going to take it down. He's not going to charge us anything to add any labor to change order. Yeah, no change order for that. And it'll actually allow him to do a better drainage system along the back, because he can do it right where the pool is right now. Right. And with all the rain we've had, that whole backyard is a swamp. You can't even walk through there right now without sinking up to your knees.
Oh, wow.
So he's going to put, basically, instead of just going along above the pool and down, he's going to do almost like a horseshoe all the way around the backside of the house to get it all the way.
Like covered. A French drain?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, that's a pretty good slope there, too. That's surprising that it doesn't run off.
Yeah, well, and then because it flattens out right by the house, that's part of the problem. So it just ends up sitting there and pooling.
So are they filling the pool?
No, it's an above ground pool. So they're above ground pool. So they're just taking the shell out. So
and the deck, too?
The deck's already gone.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. That's smart.
And as far as the interior goes, 2/3, 3/4 done.
I just did a pay up walk for them last week, but they didn't have like a ton done from the last one. So I didn't even process it. And I told them, I mean, I can process if you want. He said, no, just wait till the next one. But it showed that they were about 71% done. And then we stopped there again yesterday and they were doing all the floors. And then they were going to pick up the cabinets and put those new cabinets in once the floors were done. So just that alone is a big part of the interior.
Is that the $10,000?
Correct.
For the cabinets?
Correct.
Change order at the last meeting. Yep.
Because that's not the total for the cabinets, is it?
No, no, no.
Because
it
sounds like a lot of money.
No, that didn't include the water filtration system and the other pipe from the gas that they needed to change.
So when do we think that one's going to be ready for?
I'd probably go on the market. My assumption would be end of June.
Yeah.
So that's a good time, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So we don't have to do anything with that one.
No, I just wanted to give an update on that because right now that's our main project.
Inventory.
So we are continuing to attempt to reach out to some property owners in Corning. We've had some challenges there, but we will get in touch with them. Apparently, one that we spoke about on Denison had a partial collapse. So might be good timing if we can get in touch with the owner.
Is he answering phone calls yet?
I've been unable to catch him on phone.
That's near the current mental health building?
That is correct.
Yep, right next door.
Yeah, the property closest.
Touching it.
John Freitas, or we called him Jumpy. I said we called him Jumpy for so long, I didn't remember his first name.
But he doesn't go by Jumpy.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
No. Well. He does.
I should call him that.
If I were to see him, we'd say Jumpy. We don't call him
Mr. Jumpy.
Mr. Jumpy.
So that certainly could be a possibility, but that would be a teardown.
That would be a teardown. And, you know, we spoke about it, you know, as far as a county use afterwards.
Right. So do we continue to try calling him?
Yeah.
Or go into his establishment?
Yeah. And honestly, I got to get. If I can't get him on the phone, I got to drive down there and do my best to, you know, knock on a door and find him.
Yeah. You might, I mean, you'll see the sign on his building. If it's open, I think the sign is on. So you can go in. He's the only one there, I'm sure.
Okay.
That you could probably go in and see, talk to him there.
Okay.
With the current condition, is it?
John. Oh.
Does it make sense?
Could you tell me how many pieces of property are currently on the inventory list?
That we own?
Exactly.
That's a good question. I sent out the annual report. I'll send that to you after this meeting, but that number is probably 8 parcels that we own right now.
That sounds right.
And one other question, how many demos are you allocating per year?
Last year was a very light year, just because of the Hennepin, Minnesota Supreme Court ruling. But we typically do 2 to 3 demos for every rehab. I would say that's probably the ratio.
Can you update John on the big grant we got and how that's kind of changing what we're going to be, how we're going to be doing things?
Yep. So in the last couple of years, we've been able to be successful in receiving grants from the state for $100,000 as far as operating costs, with insurance and our contract with Arbor. Just recently, 6 months ago, we were awarded just under $2 million to acquire and rehab demo as much as we can within that. So we've been really trying to be aggressive and getting out there. And, you know, we got a ton of properties in the Cohocton Wayland area to look at and reach out to these owners to get ownership, but it's not as easy as it used to be. We used to be able to kind of have the super bid option before the real estate tax auction. That is no longer available to us. We have to bid as though we're just like everybody else. So we've been leaning on the donation option. We've been donated a few properties that we've demoed. That's worked well, but not everybody's receptive to that. So we have a tall task trying to spend that $2 million, but I think we'll be successful.
So I was looking through the minutes of the last few months and noticed that grant that you just talked about. And I'm just wondering, part of the one of the questions was the turnaround time from the time that you expend the money from the land bank funds until you get reimbursed through the grant process.
So as far as being paid by them,
right?
Surprisingly, these land bank grant funds, they pay very quickly. Yeah. We'll put in a pay app, you know, on Monday, early the next week, you know, Mitch is receiving it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, really good turnaround.
Cash flow has never been an issue as far as, plus we have a pretty good steady general fund as well. So cash flow hasn't been an issue yet.
And they guarantee 10 business days on the turnaround of the reimbursement. So if we don't see it, then I can usually send her a little message and she'll get right back to me. So it's very easy.
And since that grant was awarded, they've tried to improve communications to municipal leaders saying, tell us if you have properties that are in your communities that we might be able to purchase, we might be able to get donated, you know, that we could help with and use up this money.
They've been anxious to give us the money. I mean, and when I've been on the calls, that you can tell that a lot of other counties aren't doing what we're doing. So as Chris said, I seem to be talking to people and say, well, now if you want to donate that property, you know, we might be able to pay you a little bit, but get it off your hands. And we just had a discussion the other day, Carol and I, with someone that, you know, who's buying properties and stuff, but if he doesn't want it or can't use it, you know, maybe we can buy it off their hands and renovate it or demolish it or whatever. I mean, the mayor in Hornell is a good example. We've done so much with them as far as cleaning up the neighborhood. So we wanted just more of that in Wayland and Cohocton, et cetera.
Well, it's good to get it back on the assessment rolls.
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea.
Although the one that he's already talked about in Corning on Denison Parkway, it's, you know, where the McDonald's is in Corning, it's right across the street. Our mental health building is on that corner. This borders it on the backside. Parking is non-existent for our building. So it would be nice to take that down, pave it, and make parking to be used, you know, by the county.
We'd be happy to take it off his
hands. Plus, it'd also clean up an eyesore in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been an eyesore for years and it's just getting worse. So,
2 birds, 1 stone. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But properties like that, John, have been, you know, been a result of a collaboration with, you know, the Jen Millers of the City of Corning, Bud Burdett and Hornell, you know, those types of people that, you know, you keep that open communication and you get a property on your radar, and then you attempt to find a way to get it. You get creative to obtain it. And then, you know, one in Wayland, for example, that we're going to be demoing probably in July, August on East Naples. that's another one, you know, that was donated. So just got to keep communication open.
Since Jumpy's had a partial collapse, has that been condemned?
It has been, yes. And that's another route we're trying to go, is through codes.
And we said we'd pay something. I mean, we've got some money to buy it and take it off their hands. So we'll continue to pursue that.
Yeah. And lastly, on inventory yesterday, Elizabeth sent over a list of properties that are listed for sale, but with very low purchase prices. So we're going to kind of sort through that. If you remember correctly, last month you gave us $20,000 in authority. So we'll see what we can do or not do with that list and hopefully figure a few out.
Are they across the county or specifically in an area? Or
Ann sent this list to Doug, and four of them are in the Corning area. So the one that I was looking at has a tree on top of it, and they only want $10,000.
Get on Second Street?
Yes. They only want $10,000 for it, and it has a tree on it. So
I used to live right across the street.
That could address your logging question, Carol.
Yeah.
Fireplace.
140, 170,
Well, I was 133, so it's got to be.
There was a couple on 40, Main Street, 50. Town of Corning.
I can see the list. So.
Oh, I thought. Sorry, I thought you were on the email. But there was a couple more on Main Street, Town of Corning.
Which is the Gibson.
Gibson.
And we've already done a project on that, in that area, but.
It's 140 West 2nd Street, 40. And then 291 Sunset Drive is on there as well.
290 Sunset?
291.
291. Is that?
That looks like a duplex.
Oh.
Oh, it's a duplex.
That, Carol, you know that one? I don't know who the owner of 111 West 1st Street is, but that's another one that's fallen apart.
What is it?
111. West 1st Street, right a kitty corner from St. Mary's Gym. I wanted that to be done before when I was on city council, but good. So can we see that list?
Can share it with you after the meeting.
Perfect.
Yep.
So if you know anybody who wants to donate property that we think we can use, let us know.
I do want to say one thing. 20 North Main in Cohocton, right after the list was submitted, he decided to finally tear it down.
Decided to what? Oh.
There's Lent not Hill a lot Dairy. Of private demos that happen, so it's good to hear when they do happen.
Lent Hill Dairy owned it.
Oh, okay.
And apparently he sent a crew down and demolished it.
All right, we'll take that one up.
Days after I submitted it to Cohocton.
Because obviously, as we said, we don't want to be the service to people to demo their homes or their businesses. We want it for a reason, to either fix the neighborhood, sell it ourselves, rehab it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, John.
So if somebody donates a piece of property and we demo it out, do they have a chance to buy it back?
No.
They are excluded.
Correct.
That would have prevents just that like what I said. Abuse. Yeah. We don't want to do it for them. Anything else on inventory?
I'm good on my end. Do you guys have anything you want to add? Okay.
Anybody have anything to discuss before we talk about?
I just had coming up as a Land Bank Association conference that I don't know if all of you are attending. Two of the three are, and Hilda, you might be.
I'm going to try. Gee, Doug, you're not going to come. We had such a good time last year.
We did. I didn't think there was going to be a clam bake this year. So I'm like,
oh, there you go. See, that's the problem. Well, I'm hoping. I have to figure out some things, but I missed the meeting and the notice. I just saw it the other day, like yesterday, the day before. So it's like, I'll try to figure it out. But you guys are going. Okay. Are you flying in on your plane? Oh, okay.
We'll see. I don't know. I did ask.
Okay. Anything else? If not, our next meeting is June 4th at 10:30. And can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. We adjourned. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.